playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today, a conversation with Mayor Melanie Pilon about the recent Roma conference.
This was your first Roma conference as mayor. How did this conference go? How do you feel about it?
I absolutely loved it. It was an honor and a privilege to represent the citizens of Wawa at the Roma conference. Roma stands for the Rural Ontario Municipal Association Conference. As you mentioned, it was my first time, and I was very lucky to be accompanied by most of the members of the Northeast Superior Regional Mayors Group. Many of them are a little bit more seasoned than I am. I was the rookie on the team, so I was accompanied by Mayor Beverly Nantel from Dubreuilville, Mayor Cheryl Ford from Horn Payne, Councillor Dwijin Barad from White River, Mayor Ryan Bignuclo from Chapleau, and we were also accompanied by a variety of CAOs from our region. So I was certainly in good company. Our primary objective was to represent our communities and learn best practices from other municipalities and attend learning sessions. But the most important reason why we attended Roma was to have the opportunity to attend delegations with key ministers and to have face-to-face sessions with ministers.
Speaking of which, I know one of the big ones that you were able to have a meeting with is the Deputy Premier, the Minister of Health.
Correct. Prior to us going, the municipality of Wawa, in collaboration with the township of Dubreuilville and the township of White River, submitted a briefing request to the Deputy Premier and the Minister of Health, Honorable Sylvia Jones, to discuss locum physician funding in the northeastern Superior region. Our delegation request was approved, and we worked very closely with the Lady Dunn Hospital to put together a briefing note and to discuss locum physician funding for our hospital and to discuss other key issues, particularly in how our hospital serves not only our citizens, but how our hospital serves the huge regional population, which also includes the transient workforce population, particularly including the transient minors that find themselves working in our region.
It's not an entirely unseen issue elsewhere, but this was very much highlighting the local situation, emphasizing the need for particularly the Lady Dunn Health Center.
Absolutely. The problem that our hospital faces is not unique to Wawa. It is something as mining and natural resources industries boom across Ontario and across Northern Canada. Certainly, our healthcare system certainly is facing an increased burden as funding allocations are not equalized. These people live in other places. However, they certainly are using our hospital system and our healthcare system when they are working in our remote communities. And so we certainly brought that situation to light, and we had the opportunity to have face-to-face meetings with the Minister of Health and express our concerns. She was very, very receptive to our presentation, and she certainly understood our concerns. And I look forward to reconnecting with the Minister of Health when we look to schedule a follow-up with her. It is very, very important that all of the ministries work together as we work with other key ministries, the Ministry of Mines, Ministers of Economic Development, etc. The Minister of Health is a key component of making sure that our community and our region is prosperous.
Another key meeting was with the Associate Minister of Housing.
Correct. So housing, as everyone knows, is a huge priority for the community of Wawa. Development costs sometimes are very cost prohibitive to develop in Wawa as inflation is at an all-time high and many of our lands are unserviced. So we're facing a number of barriers to housing development, and we were able to have a face-to-face meeting with the Associate Housing Minister, and we did bring those concerns to him as well. We face a number of barriers and challenges to accessing funding that other communities in southern Ontario or more populous centers have access to, where there certainly is, you know, a discrepancy. So we were able to bring our concerns, and he was very receptive to hearing as well. Both of our concerns are very important, and they're critical to us, you know, cracking the code to make sure that we can fix these so that we can attract and retain workers so we can grow our economy, which both the provincial and the federal government is interested in helping us. My personal objective was to make Wawa's presence known, certainly get our challenges and barriers known and shed a little bit of light on the struggles that we are facing, and to make sure to network with the individuals that can help us kind of work through our challenges.
Is there anything else from the conference that that you'd like to highlight?
I feel that it is very important for Wawa to make a presence, not only with a formal presence by attending delegations and briefings with specific ministers, but by being present. We had the opportunity to meet with the Minister of Natural Resources and really make sure to rub shoulders, if you will, with kind of who's in Ontario. So it was a really great opportunity. I look forward to other municipal councillors joining me in the future. And it was also a really good opportunity to further collaborate with the other mayors in the Northeast Superior Mayors Group, which is great to solidify our relationship and bond with our neighboring communities.
Once again, that is Mayor Melanie Pilon joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.